A new group of human remains has been uncovered on the Plain of Jars in Laos. They are believed to date back to the Iron Age, some 2,500 years ago. The Plain of Jars is in the central Lao province of Xian Kuang. The area covers hundreds of kilometers in which can be found thousands of ancient stone jars. They are grouped together at about 100 sites. The Plain of Jars has been a puzzle for archaeologists, scientists who study prehistoric people and their culture. A joint research team from Australia and Laos found the remains. Dougald O'Reilly teaches archaeology at Australian National University. He led the fieldwork in Laos. This is one of the great enigmas of the jars sites, he said. These massive stone jars, some of them weighing up to 10 metric tons, that have been dragged 8 to 10 kilometers from a quarry site and set up in groups. Little is known about the people who made the jars. What did the jars hold? How and why did people place them where they did? O'Reilly said, a central question that needs to be answered is who created the stone jars? There are no known sites offering answers to the ethnicity and identity of the people who made them. The latest fieldwork uncovered an ancient burial ground in an area known as Site 1 in Xian Kuang Province. It has more than 300 stone jars, stone discs, and markers. The scientists uncovered different burial methods. They include burial of whole bodies, the burying of bones grouped together, and bones placed inside ceramic vessels and then buried. Louise Schoen of Monash University in Australia led one of the teams involved in the fieldwork. Archaeologist Tonglith Luangkort of the Lao Ministry of Information, Culture and Tourism also led a research team. Tonglith told Lao media that newly uncovered remains were found about 8 kilometers from the center of Phonsavan District. This discovery marks a significant milestone since archaeological excavations began in the area in the 1930s in collaboration with a French archaeologist, he said. Dougald O'Reilly said, the researchers hope to get really good information from the find. With our research, because we've been able to uncover a fair amount of human bone, we've got 7 burials and 4 probable burials with ceramic jars, so a total of 11 mortuary contexts. He said they are excited to have the opportunity to work at one of Southeast Asia's more important and probably least understood archaeological sites. Scientists will do isotopic and chemical tests on the remains. They may provide information on the ethnicity of the people connected to the sites. O'Reilly said, it is possible that the Lao sites may be linked to similar jar sites in India. The Australian Research Council is paying for the project. It will continue over 5 years with fieldwork in Laos and some in northeastern India as well. The effort may soon provide answers to one of Southeast Asia's greatest cultural mysteries. I'm Anne Ball.